The Veterans Affairs Department's computers and networks get a clean bill of health from third-party cyber experts. Quite a change from 18 months ago when VA was under fire on Capitol Hill for having major cybersecurity vulnerabilities. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us now to discuss the new verdict. Welcome, Jason.
Good morning, Emily.
So, Jason, who did this report? What did they look at?
So VA actually hired Mandiant. This is a very well-known cybersecurity company. They put out a report, I don't know, about a year ago or so, looking at this at the internet more broadly and talked about where the major hacks were coming from, places like China, North Korea, and Iran, and that got a lot of buzz. And obviously, they do a lot more than just put out reports. They actually go in and look at your network, and that's what VA had hired them to do. Hey, they said, look at our networks, specifically look at something called the domain controllers and our internet gateways. Now, Steph Warren is the executive in charge of VA's Office of Information and Technology and its chief information officer.
They assessed where things were. They assessed the entire network in terms of looking what the threats were, with a primary focus on their domain controllers. And also, they worked our perimeter. As we've talked about, we run through ticks or four gateways. So they also looked at the traffic on the gateways. And the result of their conclusion, that final report, was that none of the domain controllers had evidence of compromise, and they did not see any evidence in the logs that they reviewed or anything around those devices.
So domain controllers are something that if you are going in to hack somebody, you can control your domain controllers. It's basically a part of the network that you can then have access to anything else inside your network. So once you control those domain controllers, you can do whatever you want. Internet gateways, we've talked a lot about them over the years. Emily, TICs, Trusted Internet Connections, those are basically, if you will, a DMZ, a demilitarized zone or cyber zone in between the public internet and your network. So that's what the Mandiant folks looked at. Now, Mandiant also didn't find any evidence of what they call data staging or data theft, such as, you know, credentials to log on to the network, personal information, personal health information, or anything else that VA has on their network that may be considered sensitive data. The only thing they did find, however, was one computer infected with malware that was trying to ping back to its botnet asking for instructions. Now, what Warren says is this website that the malware was trying to reach was already blocked by the agency, so they were able to basically take that computer off the network, clean it up, and keep going. Warren briefed reporters on Friday about the Mandiant report and the latest data breach report sent to Congress. Now, VA provided reporters with a copy of the executive summary of the report, but they said they didn't release the entire report yet as it's still going through legal review. So we will have to wait to see for another week, another month, about recommendations and conclusions and things like that. Now, what the executive summary tells us is Mandiant examined 96% of the 574 VA domain controllers between July and December 2014. Now, Mandiant says on average, if they would go to a quote-unquote normal organization, they would look at 80% of those domain controllers. So as you could see, they went above and beyond what those normal industry average. Now, all of this, the reason why they're doing this in the first place stems back to a June 2013 House Veterans Affairs Committee hearing when auditors, IG, and Jerry Davis, the former VA Chief Information Security Officer, testified about VA's serious cybersecurity problems and vulnerabilities. Both experts confirmed at the time that VA's network had been penetrated by at least 8 nation-state organizations by taking control of those domain controllers. Now, Warren says he believes VA took care of the problem over the last year, but wanted this third-party assessment to confirm that the domain controllers in the network were free from nation-state actors. Now, Warren says that so while they got good news from Mandiant, he fully understands that, you know, cyber changes every single day, and it changes very quickly, so what could be good today could have new challenges tomorrow. But he does feel confident in what Mandiant found, and that should, in his eyes, alleviate anyone's concerns about VA's networks and data protection habits.
So you said that the report was sent to Capitol Hill. Have you heard any reaction so far?
I've heard some minimal reaction. Now, Warren did say that the VA Chief Information Security Officer, Stan Lowe, briefed members of both House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committee about 10 days ago.
I understand, got the briefing, walked through the details, had some really great questions in terms of where we need to respond back, and I think the team is. And as soon as we get a couple of things cleared, we'll make sure we get the rest of the document out there so you all can see it as well. Because, again, the reason I raised it in the hearing is the question's been asked. One of the things that I've been very concerned about is our most vulnerable veterans being driven away from the VA because of a concern about their data. And those are the folks we need to make sure they are coming to the VA and that we are taking the appropriate concerns, because they're the ones who need us most and they're the ones who are most fragile.
Did you get a sense that that satisfied some of the concerns that the lawmakers have talked to you about in the previous hearings?
It probably satisfied the question about the domain controllers.
Now, Warren says he plans to continue the discussions with both committee members on the House and Senate side about VA's continued efforts to improve and address their concerns about their cybersecurity. I did hear from the House Veterans Affairs Committee staff member who says, that the report is great and all, but that doesn't make us happy fully. The staff member says, and I quote, "Given the narrow scope of mandates reviews, VA's refusal to make the full report public, and the department's glowing characterization of the review, we are concerned that VA may be understating its network security challenges." The source goes on to say that mandates review focused only on the domain controllers, which could have a clean bill of health or rebuilt prior to the review. Further, the fact that the review only focused on domain controllers means that the rest of the more than 1 million VA network devices were not reviewed. And according to the report, logging was often either turned off or overwritten because there was not enough disk space to hold it. Now, without the appropriate logging, the source says, it's difficult to understand or determine whether their system was compromised. So basically what they're saying here is, it says, yes, a certain section of the network may be clean, but what about all this other? The network is huge. What about all the other pieces? And then it says, we're not even sure what happened, because if you don't log the incidents, log the events, and keep those logs for a certain amount of time, there's no historical perspective. So, yes, they could have looked at it from this short period of time, but what about the 6 months prior or the 6 months prior to that? Could they have lost data at that time? I also talked with another cybersecurity expert who actually requested anonymity, but is familiar with the Mandiant report. And they say the fact that the logging was turned off is akin to the company walking into a dark room and coming out and saying, hey, we didn't see anything, so in the future, please turn your lights on. And I thought that was a pretty good analogy to what they thought Mandiant ended up doing. The source says Mandiant also recommended that VA keep their system logs on a separate log server and not on the actual systems that it's logging. The source says a common technique for hackers is to infiltrate a network and then delete the logs, so there's no tracks on that the intrusion ever took place. So as you can see, I think from these comments and what the cybersecurity expert told me, there's a lot of concerns still out there about VA cybersecurity efforts. And there's still, as far as I know, dozens and dozens of questions that the House committee is still waiting for VA to answer around their cyber efforts.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. It's interesting, Jason, VA is clearly proud of this report, but what is it going to do next, particularly because it doesn't seem like the criticism is stopping?
Right. I'm not sure the criticism is going to stop for quite a while. I think there is definitely a disconnect going on between VA and the members of Capitol Hill. Now, Warren says the Mandiant's findings will help them continue to make cyber improvements. He says as they implement changes, VA has to consider all three of its customers.
The consumer of IT services does, right? The folks in the VA who use these tools to provide those benefits and services to veterans. How do you educate them? How do you focus on them? The report actually hit the other two areas, which is what processes do you have in place as part of your operations or part of your security regime in terms of what do you do, what do you look at, what do you keep an eye on? They suggested some areas where we needed to change our tempos. And the third one is on a technology standpoint in terms of how did we need to tighten up areas in terms of how folks access systems and what they do in systems. And the majority of things that they recommended, we already had efforts underway as part of our plan. What it allowed us to do was to refine some things based upon what they saw. So we moved away from this is the plan to somebody going in and validating actions underway, efforts underway, and basically linking those two together and say, yep, you're on track here, but you know, in this area, you're not quite aligned with what we saw in terms of how do you need to improve your local procedures and local activities.
So as Emily, as we say many times, the proof will be in the pudding. It's going to be interesting to see what steps VA does take and how much they do tell us that they've taken. Obviously, so much of cybersecurity is sensitive, and a lot of times people don't feel comfortable talking about the steps they've taken. Now, related to this cybersecurity issue, but not necessarily to this Mandiant report, Steph Warren, the CIO at VA, says he's starting a tour of field offices and facilities this week to discuss cybersecurity and other technology challenges and opportunities more broadly. He says he'll be visiting Atlanta and Birmingham and Tuscaloosa, Alabama over the next week, and he plans to spend the last week or the first week of most of the months of 2015 visiting those field offices and facilities around the country in an effort to obviously communicate better, get more insights in terms of the challenges, and obviously part of that will be discussed cybersecurity, I'm sure.
Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Jason, good thing he's heading south, although many flights from this area have been canceled today.
That's actually what he said on Friday. It depends on the weather.
Yeah, well, hopefully it'll be a little bit better down there. Anyways, thank you so much.
My pleasure.